You know the old saying, even a broken watch is right twice a day. Well, in the city in Wales, 8 of the city's 16 public clocks have only been right twice a day for days. They're all stuck at 12 o'clock. 8 clocks stopping at 12 might seem like a sign of the apocalypse. In this case, all it foretold is a retirement. David Mitchell, the man who has maintained the city's clock since 1985, stopped them on purpose. His contract with the city was about to expire. Mr. Mitchell, who is a fellow of the British Horological Institute, joins us from Swansea, Wales. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Why did you stop the clocks?
Well, I stopped the clocks because, A, my contract was running out, and yes, I am eligible for retirement because I'm 72 now, but the hand-wound ones, they're big cast-iron weights. If the weights, when they run out, fell over, it would take three men to reconnect all the wires going through the pulleys and things. So it was on a safety grounds that I stopped them.
Why did you stop both hands at 12?
Well, I stopped them at 12 o'clock because every time I get a clock, all my working life and my father-in-law before me, people seem to think, oh, that clock is at 12 o'clock. And they look at their watch or something and they think, oh, it's stopped. Whereas if I left it at any time, they don't seem to pick it up quick enough.
Well, Mr. Mitchell, may I ask, are there a lot of other people doing a job like yours, or is that number dwindling these days?
It's dwindling. Ordinary clocks, like grandfather clocks and grandmother clocks, wall clocks, the number of clock repairers and watch repairers, people aren't coming into the trade. People have asked me, why don't I teach somebody? When I started the job, I did all the cleaning and all the odd jobs around the shop, because I was working in the jeweller shop. But today I'm working on my own, and if I employed somebody, I haven't got the work for him or her, because there are a lot of lady watch and clockmakers now, but I haven't got the work for somebody to earn the money for me to train them.
What's the hardest part of a job like that?
Well, I suppose with tower clocks, it is winding them up, because it's not like winding a domestic clock. They're big crank handles, and the weights, the steel weights, weigh 300 or 400 weight each. So that is, and climbing towers up one of the churches has got 147 steps before you actually get to the clock to wind it. So, I mean, that's the hard part. But yeah. I don't look at it as hard. It's a job I've done all my life, and I just love working with my hands. I don't read books. If I read a book, I can't remember what's on the page I've just read when I'm reading the next page. But if I see somebody doing a job today, I can remember what they did 20 years ago. I can still see that person doing it, and I can do it. And I've been involved with these clocks for 57 years. I've only ever had one job in my life. So they're part of my life. They're like my family.
David Mitchell, horologist in Swansea, Wales. Thanks so much for speaking with us. Good luck to you, sir.
It's been a pleasure to speak to you.